Chapter 108. While Corky and Xavier huddled over the electron microprobe, measuring the zirconium content in the chondrils, Rachel followed Tallon across the lab into an adjoining room. Here Tallon turned on another computer. Apparently the oceanographer had one more thing he wanted to check. As the computer powered up, Tallon turned to Rachel, his mouth poised as if he wanted to say something. He paused. "What is it?" Rachel asked, surprised how physically drawn to him she felt, even in the midst of all this chaos. She wished she could block it all out and be with him, just for a minute.
"I owe you an apology," Tallon said, looking remorseful.
"For what?"
"On the deck, the hammerheads. I was excited. Sometimes I forget how frightening the ocean can be to a lot of people."
Face to face with him, Rachel felt like a teenager standing on the doorstep with a new boyfriend.
"Thanks. No problem at all. Really."
Something inside her sensed Tallon wanted to kiss her. After a beat, he turned shyly away.
"I know. You want to get to shore. We should get to work."
"For now," Rachel smiled softly.
"For now,"
Tallon repeated, taking a seat at the computer. Rachel exhaled, standing close behind now, savoring the privacy of the small lab. She watched Tallon navigate a series of files.
"What are we doing?"
"Checking the database for big ocean lice. I want to see if we can find any prehistoric marine fossils that resemble what we saw in the NASA meteorite." He pulled up a search page with bold letters across the top, Project Diversitas. Scrolling through the menu, as Tallon explained, "Diversitas is essentially a continuously updated index of oceanic biodata. When a marine biologist discovers a new ocean species or fossil, he can toot his horn and share his find by uploading data and photos to a central data bank. Because there's so much new data discovered on a weekly basis, this is really the only way to keep research up to date." Rachel watched Tallon navigating the menus.
"So you're accessing the web now?"
"No, internet access is tricky at sea. We store all this data on board, on an enormous array of optical drives in the other room. Every time we're in port, we tie into Project Diversitas and update our data bank with the newest finds. This way we can access data at sea without a web connection, and the data is never more than a month or two out of date."
Tallon chuckled as he began typing search keywords into the computer. "You probably heard of the controversial music file-sharing program called Napster?"
Rachel nodded.
"Diversitas is considered the marine biologist's version of Napster. We call it Lobster. Lonely oceanic biologists sharing totally eccentric research."
Rachel laughed. Even in this tense situation, Michael Tallon exuded a wry humor that eased her fears. She was beginning to realize that she'd had entirely too little laughter in her life lately.
"Our database is enormous," Tallon said, completing the entry of his descriptive keywords. "Over 10 terabytes of descriptions and photos. There's information in here nobody has ever seen, and nobody ever will. Ocean species are simply too numerous."
He clicked the search button.
"Okay, let's see if anyone has ever seen an oceanic fossil similar to our little space bug."
After a few seconds, the screen refreshed, revealing 4 listings of fossilized animals. Tallon clicked on each listing one by one and examined the photos. None looked remotely like the fossils in the Milne meteorite. Tallon frowned. "Let's try something else." He removed the word fossil from his search string and hit search.
"We'll search all living species. Maybe we can find a living descendant that has some of the physiological characteristics of the Milne fossil."
The screen refreshed. Again, Tallon frowned. The computer had returned hundreds of entries. He sat a moment, stroking his now stubble-darkened chin.
"Okay, this is too much. Let's refine the search."
Rachel watched as he accessed a drop-down menu marked Habitat. The list of options looked endless. Tide pool, marsh, lagoon, reef, mid-oceanic ridge, sulfur vents. Tallon scrolled down the list and chose an option that read, "Destructive margins,
oceanic trenches. Smart, Rachel realized. Tallon was limiting his search only to species that live near the environment where these chondro-like features were hypothesized to form.